This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, 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 and an emphasis on myths dispelled, because today my guest is none other than David Barr, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. How you doing, David?
Good, thanks, Carl. How about you?
Good, good. And in normal form here, we've got you on the show because we're going to dispel yet another myth. And let's just kind of recap some of the myths that you've dispelled already and the heat that you've caused for the show, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously, we address the nitric oxide precursors, the arginine products, and their ineffectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one that we did? I want to say, post-workout nutrition is not as important as pre-workout supplementation.
Yeah, exactly.
So we talked about that. And in kind, today, you're going to probably really piss off a lot of people. I mean, you're really going for the gusto today. You're going to dispel the myth about waxy maize.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to preface this by saying this is actually something that I may have inadvertently helped perpetuate. This is something I've briefly mentioned in the past as a potentially fast carbohydrate to be used with protein pulse feeding, and it turns out that that's just not the case. So hopefully I can make some reparations here. And,
So in other words, what you're saying is that you yourself are not immune to kind of having the myth busted on yourself here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things. I mean, if I'm going to write a literature review, I'm going to go crazy and, you know, research the hell out of it. But to just briefly mention a product, I don't mind standing on the shoulders of giants, so to speak, and listening to what other the quote-unquote gurus say. So,
okay.
Yeah, I have to admit that I had this myth busted on me, too.
All right, first of all, when did waxy maize even pop up on the scene?
It was a few years ago, and it started off with a specific product called Vitargo CGL, and it wasn't actually a waxy maize product. It was actually a carbohydrate extract called Vitargo, and although the product is now defunct, they derived their carbohydrate extract from waxy maize. So
now, what exactly is waxy maize?
Waxy maize is a type of very specific starch. As you may know, starches come in basically two flavors. There's amylose and amylopectin.
Right.
And amylopectin is basically what most people have been really hot over for, you know, post-workout feeding, because it's highly branched. They're very, very big molecules. And that has led some people to the conclusion that it's going to be absorbed and digested a lot faster than other linear carbohydrates.
Why would a large molecule imply that?
Well, if you look at branching, just look at a tree. And if you think that enzymes are going to chew only on the ends of a molecule, looking at a tree, there are a lot of ends, right? So
gotcha.
There's a lot for the molecule to chew off.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, no, I can see where you're going with that. So having like this one, more this blob, if you will, as opposed to a branch, it's a lot easier to attack the blob than it is the tree because of all the branches.
Exactly, and you said it correctly there. It's the branching points, all the branches. The
it makes
branches.
It more complex to attack. Okay, so waxy maize is a type of starch derived, as it implies, from corn, right? Because it's maize.
Yeah, but it should be emphasized that there are waxy varieties of all different types of starches. Like there's waxy rice, waxy barley, and the waxy is actually a bit of a misnomer, and it comes from the fact that these starches have a particularly high amylopectin content.
Okay.
So under a microscope, they actually look like they contain wax, which they don't, but that's where the term waxy comes from.
So they're kind of gummy, in other words.
I don't know if I'd say that. It's just more of a microscopy thing, like the way it appears under the microscope.
Okay. So Waxy Maze appears on the scene, and people are now using it. I know a lot of people using it in their supplements as a form of carbohydrate. And the reason that they've chosen Waxy Maize over other choices in the past of carbohydrate is because it's supposed to be absorbed faster, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, some people claim that's directly due to the amylopectin content or various reasons.
Okay.
But it all started with the whole Vitargo CGL thing that I mentioned earlier. And the fact that they used actual scientific research to support the claim that their product was, in fact, faster than, say, maltodextrin, which is another very fast carbohydrate.
Right.
And what ultimately happened was, you know, people like myself went and looked on the label to see what the hell was in this stuff and saw it was this high molecular weight carbohydrate, and we also saw the words Waxy Maize starch on it. And then we went and checked the references, which are actually really good papers. But unfortunately, they were performed on the carbohydrate extract, Vitargo. They weren't actually performed on Waxy Maize starch itself.
Okay, so I'm confused now. The original, okay, the whole thing started, Domino 1 was the label on the original Vitargo product, correct?
Yeah, the accurate label. Yes.
Okay. And but that accurate label had both the words, or somehow implied large molecular weight carbohydrate and Waxy Maize as separate entities.
No, it was the same thing. It was the same thing. So it's
okay.
Kind of like pulling whey protein out of milk.
Okay. How does the myth start then? So did Vitargo get it wrong on their label or something?
No, they were dead on accurate. And what you have to remember with Vitargo is that it's a carbohydrate extract, and we could look at it as I said, pulling whey protein out of milk.
Okay.
Milk doesn't necessarily have the same properties as a whey protein.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people are making that connection with the Vitargo versus Waxy Maize. Now, the papers that were referenced, they compared this Vitargo to maltodextrin. And to add fuel to the fire, the maltodextrin was actually created from maize starch, from
right.
corn starch. It
right.
wasn't waxy, but it was corn starch.
Right.
So I think, as you mentioned, the domino effect. I mean, you see the Vitargo on the label along with Waxy Maize. Then you look at the references and you see waxy starch. Even though that wasn't where the Vitargo was extracted from,
right.
That was just where the maltodextrin, the placebo, essentially is what it was. That's where that came from maize starch, not even the waxy variety. And, you know, one thing led to another, and suddenly high molecular carbohydrates suddenly equal Vitargo.
So now, why is this even important? I mean, isn't Waxy Maize a good carbohydrate source?
It doesn't appear to be. And that's the big problem. It's not just that we all kind of screwed up and, you know, had this, you know, really good carbohydrate that we've been saying is slightly better than it really is. I mean, it actually turns out it's mostly a slow carbohydrate. And
really?
There aren't a lot of data that are well published on this, at least in terms of the colloquial sense of publication that is on bodybuilding boards and, you know, various areas like that. And in fact, when I was doing this research for the literature review, I contacted five different manufacturers, probably the five biggest supplement companies that you could think of that sell these products, and asked them for their literature. About
the literature that showed Waxy Maize was a very, very high glycemic carbohydrate.
Exactly. Because if you look at the advertisements, those are the claims that are being made. They're the claims that that it's digested faster, it's absorbed faster. Some people claim it completely bypasses the gut, enhances glycogen storage. I've seen performance claims. I mean, there are all these claims that are actually attributed to Waxy Maize, but it's not the Waxy Maize that's been tested in any of this. It's the Vitargo.
Okay.
It's the extract.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dig deeper into this and discuss whether or not Waxy Maize even has a place as a high-performance carbohydrate. We're talking today with David Barr, the official Supreme and Radio supplement guru, and he's kicking the crap out of Waxy Maize today, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Way I want it to, see I want to move, but can't escape from you, so I keep it low, keep a secret code, so everybody else don't have to know.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
What did I tell you for it? Finally got the ooh, you lose. You lose. I'm not loving you way I wanted to.
Wow, we have some sort of problem with the bumper music here, huh? Anyway, we're talking today with David Barr, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. So, David.
Hold on a sec, man. I have to address the problem with the music.
Go ahead.
I think it's the fact that you're now playing Kanye and you're not playing Billy Ocean anymore.
Oh, you might be right. I guess
what's going on with that?
Oh, you know, 2009, trying to, you know, brush the dust off the show and give it a better feel. I've got a bunch of new equipment that enables me to, you know, do a lot more on the fly and blah, blah, blah. And so, and I like that kind of music. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I like Billy Ocean and I like the old stuff and it kind of dates me because of my age, but I'm really into, you know, current trends of music as well. So I'm just playing music I like, really. That's all it is.
Sounds good.
Anyway, don't pick on me, David.
No, no worries, man. We're in the same boat.
I know. Anyway, okay, so everybody's using Waxy Maize. They're all pointing at it as it's a super high glycemic index carbohydrate, which means the goal they're going after is this, you know, ultra spike of insulin. And you're saying it's not true. It doesn't appear to be a high glycemic index carbohydrate.
Yeah, it was actually pretty surprising to me when I first found this out too. And this is why I'm on the show, busting the myth, so everybody can learn from my mistakes.
Now, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are going to really, I mean, they're going to say you're wrong, that you're absolutely wrong, and they're going to either point at the science that you're saying was extrapolated incorrectly or interpreted incorrectly, or they're going to say you're wrong because I just know that it's working. I mean, you know, anyone can tell that it's working or something like that.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because that is exactly what happens when I bust any myth. And it's really raised my interest in the psychology surrounding supplements and beliefs and things like that and how we reason and think critically. I mean, I could talk for an hour about that alone. But there are very basic, fundamental human psychological effects that are in play at that point. And it's one of those things that we really have to look at the evidence, and you know that's basically how we're deriving our information.
Is there any deriving
our information from erroneous evidence earlier? So now it's just a matter of critically analyzing what this the more accurate evidence is.
And that happens all the time in life. I mean, someone gets a story wrong, they tell someone else, and then eventually, because the large majority of people have repeated it, it actually becomes the truth.
Exactly, and that's you hit on two psychological points right there. One's the telephone game effect, where a myth starts off as, you know, based on some semblance of reality, and then as it gets perpetuated, it gets more and more away from that reality. And the second one is the group effect, and the more people saying something, the more true that people perceive it.
Well, sure, because now you have the gravity of a majority who and clearly. One person might say to themselves, well, maybe I'm wrong. But if they're standing in a crowd of 50 people and they're going, maybe I'm wrong, then those other 49 people are going to try to dissuade that person so that they can maintain their own beliefs. It's kind of like religion. You know, I mean, not to get all philosophical. But anyway, okay, so is there science to show that you're right?
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, like, This is not an idea that I came in with, and I'm trying to support it with evidence. I mean, that should not be the way that science works.
Okay.
What I did was I said, hey, I want to know what's going on here, which is what I've done with every literature review. So I examine all the evidence, look at the big picture, and say, okay, what can we glean from this? So I think that's an important distinction because, you know, generally, in real life, as you alluded to, when we try to look for evidence, it's often in order to support our opinion. That's not at all what's going on here. Just let's look at all the information.
Okay. So what is the information?
What we have from that is basically, as I said, the studies start in as early as 1996 using athletes. They've looked at glycogen restoration, looked at blood glucose, blood insulin, and there seems to be a consistent trend that the regular Waxy Maize starch that is purchased from the National Starch Company,
right?
It actually has a very low glycemic index, has a low rate of entry into the blood, doesn't seem to impact muscle glycogen, and you know, there's actually a brand new study that's currently under review done by Purdue University, and they compared Waxy Maize to basically white bread was the control, And Waxy Maize was actually outperformed by white bread.
No kidding.
So it's one of those things that...
Was Waxy Maize... I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but, I mean, do you have any idea if Waxy Maize was actually created to be a dietary product, or was it used as, like, some industrial starch?
Yeah, actually, you're dead on there. I believe it was created in the 50s, and there are all kinds of industrial applications for it. I think they're using it for adhesives.
See, and that's what I always suspect that about certain... You know... there's so many people out there that are, you know, scurrying to try to find some lost technology that they can recapitalize on now. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to, you know, corn byproducts, you know, you have the corn refiners industry that they're going, hey, remember that stuff we used to use as glue? I wonder if you can eat it, you know, and if you can eat it, maybe we can sell it to the supplement guys. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why I suspected that when you said that, I was thinking, I'm imagining that, you know, they used to have that spray starch my mother used to use on my dad's shirts, Niagara. I'm thinking, I wonder if there was Waxy Maize in there.
You know, my God, that's actually possible.
Well, you know, okay. So it has a low GI. I mean, when you say low, we talking about moderately low. We talking about like 50, we talking about like below 50?
Well, just for fun, let's complicate the issue here.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sure.
It turns out that Waxy Maize is kind of a blanket term. And it's not just for the specific maize starch. It's for all of them. And what happens is that the National Starch Company can treat the Waxy Maize in various ways. Chemically, biochemically, whatever they do. And ultimately, that will change the effect in the body. Now, the unfortunate part is that we don't know what we're actually getting. So one study was actually the most recent published study showed that Waxy Maize could be slightly worse than glucose. For its glycemic response.
Which, now, that wouldn't be bad, right? You're saying that wouldn't be bad, right? Or you're saying that's still bad?
It's one of those things. Why would you necessarily take that risk? I don't like the whole question mark, the idea that the companies themselves don't really seem to know what's going on with this. That's really disconcerting to me.
I mean, were you able to decipher the different methods of treating Waxy Maize so that you could say, well, you know, if Waxy, this form of Waxy Maize actually has a higher glycemic index than these other four? Were you able to discern any of that?
Yeah, I've been in contact quite a bit with National Starch, and it turns out that this last study used a very specific cooked Waxy Maize.
Okay.
And again, I mean, we're looking at a glycemic index of 90. Compared to glucose of 100.
Now, what is dextrose? Because I always use dextrose.
You know what? You're right. I should be using the term dextrose. Dextrose and glucose are synonymous.
Okay, so dextrose has a waxy maize index. Okay, dextrose has a GI a glycemic index of 90. You said, or that's considered 100. That's the barometer.
100.
Okay.
100 is the gold.
Okay.
Standard.
Okay. So, and I always used dextrose back in the day in my post workout. Drinks when I was using high glycemic index carbohydrates. And you're saying that Waxy Maize actually comes in below that. So the question then becomes an economic question. Why wouldn't you just buy dextrose over at the grocery store for $1.75 for 2 pounds instead of buying Waxy Maize?
Well, I think there are a couple questions. One is, why would you take the risk? Because that, again, that was a very specific cooked Waxy Maize. The other four studies used Waxy Maize that was not cooked, and again, it was outperformed by white bread.
Okay, hold your second question, because what I would like to do is I would like to take, you know, a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we can pick up on the second question, and we can continue to discuss Waxy Maize and whether or not it's worth your attention and your dollars as a carbohydrate for pre- and post-workout nutrition. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. No, actually, you're listening to Mary J. Blige. I like her. We'll be right back. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around. I Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
The best out of life, treat yourself to something new. Keep your head up high and know self believe in you. Believe in me. Having a really good time.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we've got lots of great stuff at superhumanradio.com. Lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. And for those of you who aren't already aware, we have a drawing going on right now with the NFPT certification program.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, that's kind of harsh words, but if you do feel lucky, you need to go to superhumanradio.com and you need to enter to win one of two NFPT certification programs. If you want to become a personal trainer, if you just want to learn how to train like a personal trainer, each one is worth $475, and the drawing will occur during the January 30th show. I can tell you right now, we have not had nearly the response I had anticipated, because we had a huge response for the ISSA giveaway, and that was just one course. We have not had the turnout so far, so the odds are good. If you take the time to go over to superhumanradio.com and enter, we're giving away two of them, so the odds are really good to receive an NFPT certification program. Anyway, so David, you said that, first of all, the first question is, why take the chance and see if you're even getting the right preparation of waxing maize that happens to have a higher glycemic index, but not even as high as dextrose? And what was the second reason why it's not even worth the attention?
Well, you kind of hit both in one shot there. One is, why take the chance when you don't know what you're getting? And the second one is, even if it is the best, why do you want something that at its very best is going to be inferior to glucose? I mean, dextrose,
yeah,
we call
sure.
it now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally nothing cheaper than dextrose for bodybuilding supplementation, athletic supplementation. So it's one of those questions you have to ask yourself. And I mean that quite sincerely. Ask yourself what you're doing. I am not trying to tell people what to do. And I think that, you know, will help alleviate some of the anger that people are feeling over this. But, yeah, just ask yourself those questions.
You know, now, first of all, if people send emails, would you be willing to send them back any type of studies that you've dug up to support your position?
Well, this is, this is actually going to be published.
Oh, really?
I spent about 100 hours on this, all pro bono, all my time, and there's a reason why I'm the only one who's, obsessive enough to do that, and why I've destroyed all the myths like that. But, yeah, this whole literature review is going to be published before the end of the month. And, you know, if people do want to email me before then and get the studies, that's no problem at all.
Okay. And you do have a Superhuman Radio. You have it's david.barr, B-A-R-R, at superhumanradio.com. If you do want to reach David, you can send him your hate mail. Don't send it to me anymore. But anyway, you know, it's interesting because what you just said, it's obvious that supplement companies aren't paying you to destroy their, put a stake in the heart of some of their new products. And there's so many new products coming out with waxy maize. I mean, BSN has an investment in this product. The folks over at Twin Lab have waxy maize in their endurance fuel, but they do have a complex of a variety of different carbohydrates. But still, they have waxy maize in there because it's supposed to be a quote-unquote fast carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And, they might as well have just used dextrose, I guess. So
it actually would have been better, yeah. And that was probably my biggest disappointment with the whole thing, is that nobody could provide me with a single reference. I mean, I probably spoke to 15, almost 20 different people through the course of all my research, and not one single person could provide me with one single study on waxy maize.
No.
And yet they're making very specific claims. I mean, they're not just saying it's faster. I mean, some people are going as far as saying it's 80% faster than glucose. And, I mean, that's just completely...
I saw one article, one advertisement that said it increases insulin spikes by 180% over dextrose. Waxing.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, first of all, I don't even know who's doing that. You know, I actually remember what I said. I said, well, maybe what I should do is get some waxy maize, which I have some here, actually, and get some dextrose. And 2 days before we did this interview, I was going to wake up on an empty stomach and throw down a certain amount of each and check my blood glucose at the 30-minute hour, an hour and 44, an hour and a half mark to see what my rise in blood glucose was. But, you know, it was a good thought. I didn't take the time to do it. But I would challenge somebody out there who's buying waxy maize to try it, to you know, get yourself a glucometer and see, and send me your information and send me your results. I'd love to hear about it. So now the next step for...
Well, I do have to jump in there about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think that the differences would be significant if you're using a cooked waxy maize starch, but it would be a very good test to check whether you're using one of the slower GI waxy mazes. So I think that's clear, and it would have to be a repeatable test. You'd have to do it several times over, you know, several different conditions.
Right. Now, the next thing that comes to mind, being the capitalist that I am, is, you know, well, supplement companies are going to kick back, and they're going to go, after they kind of struggle with this idea, and they bitch and moan about it, and then they come back around, they go, okay, Well, waxy maize is actually a complex carbohydrate. It's a slow carb. And we'll keep it in our formula, and we'll just explain that, hey, you know what? This is the component that is the long-lasting carbohydrate, and dextrose is the fast-acting carbohydrate.
Yeah, I think even before that, I mean, a lot of companies are going to specifically make claims that they have the quote-unquote faster waxy maize, which, again, is, you know, inferior to dextrose. But, you know, I think that might be, from a marketing perspective, I think what you allude to talking about as a slow carbohydrate might be a better avenue. And I think that that does a very good job of showing how easy it is to just make completely patently false claims and absolutely get away with it. Like, no, there's going to be absolutely no recourse from this at all. I mean, it's happened with every supplement I've reviewed so far, that the claims are, you know, simply not met by the actual evidence. In fact, they're often contradicted by the evidence, and there's going to be no change at all.
I was just going to say that.
People aren't even going to care.
I was going to say that companies will not change their formulations, and people will keep buying them, because the truth of the matter is, I don't think a lot of people really give a damn whether or not the GI index of this supplement is 130 compared to the gold standard versus 90. I don't think that they care. I think that is, they're looking at it like, I need 50 grams of carbs after this workout, or 30 grams of carbs before this workout, and I'm getting it, and that's it.
You know what? If that's your goal, I mean, I think that's great. That's a very relaxed attitude to have, and, you know, very, very low stress. And that is absolutely fine to me.
Is waxy maize expensive in the supplements that carry waxy maize?
It depends on if it's part of a kitchen sink supplement. The kitchen sink products are those that they throw in, you know, 20, 30 ingredients.
What about the companies that sell waxy maize as exclusively as a carbohydrate, the way you sell whey protein?
Yeah, compared to dextrose, maltodextrin, it is expensive, but not compared to, you know, most proteins and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. This is really interesting. So basically, the fact remains that many companies, you know, and I don't point at the little companies and the individual guys who are producing supplements, because they're following the bigger companies. I mean, when a company, like a large company, a major player in the industry, comes out with a product that says this is what it does, I think that the onus is on them to do the research. And how the hell did they miss this? I just don't understand it.
It's kind of funny. You look at the claims versus the actual evidence, and looking at the actual success rate or compliance rate to that, it's probably on the order of 1 to 0.1% accuracy. And I defy you to find another industry that would survive with that, and not just survive, but actually thrive with that. It's really pushed me away from the whole morality and, you know, hearing all the casuistry and silliness that surrounds that, and actually look at the psychology of the consumer. How is the consumer the one who's still buying into all of this? It's really fascinating.
Well, and actually, we have to take one last commercial break, and I want to discuss that when you come back, because I want to segue just away for a moment from waxy maize, but more to the philosophical reason that a lot of people may be struggling with some of this stuff. And resisting it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with David Barr, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All I can do is try. Give me one chance. The problem, I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so...
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy.
Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemex.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got it no. If you were the girl, I know a place we could go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
Just want to remind everybody that if you go to superhumanradio.com, we got a bunch of free stuff we're giving away right now. You can get a free sample of Drive. That's Applied Nutraceuticals pre-workout supplement. It has no stimulants in it whatsoever, so you can use it late in the evening and still get to sleep. You can get a free sample of Cardio Breeze, which does have a stimulant effect, and it's designed to make your cardio sessions less arduous and decrease the perceived exhaustion. And you can get a free trial sample of Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product that will help you deal with joint pain without swallowing NSAIDs. And all of those come to you absolutely for free. You do not have to pay for shipping and handling. You just go to superhumanradio.com, click on the banner ad for any of those products, or all three. Get them all. And the manufacturers will mail them directly to you so you can check them out. We're talking with David Barr. And we're talking about Waxy Maze. And I guess we're not talking about Waxy Maze anymore right now. What I really want to discuss with you, David, is this: the energy, emotional energy that's invested by people, almost like similar to religion or college sports teams, where, you know, they get behind it and, you know, people actually killed for ridiculous reasons. When people make a decision to buy a supplement and science comes out to dispel that the supplement is really doing what it's supposed to and its efficacy, people still tend to defend their decision anyway.
Yeah, it's really quite fascinating. And, you know, I think you used the word before the break, the perfect word, resistant. We are all resistant to new ideas. there's no exception to this. I mean, whether you're listening, whether it's you, Carl, whether it's me, we're all resistant to new ideas. But the idea is that, we have to overcome that. I mean, we shouldn't be slaves to our psychology. We should really look for the truth rather than trying to find things, ideas, evidence that support what we want to believe.
You know, do you believe there's going to be a backlash from manufacturers who use Waxy Maize? And if so, obviously you called them already to ask them to supply you with data that supports their position as an ingredient. Do you think that somehow they'll fabricate data now and come out after you?
No. I certainly don't think they're going to make any studies up or anything. But, I mean, like I've done this with arginine nitric oxide stimulators. I've done it with glutamine. I mean, lipoic acid. I've done this so many times before. And usually they will either continue to reference the literature that they've already done in the past, hoping that people won't notice. And, you know, to be honest, most people don't.
Well, it's kind of like politics, isn't it? I mean, when you think about a politician who gets up in front of an audience or on TV and something comes out about that politician, but they just keep repeating the mantra over and over again as opposed to addressing it, and then until someone stops bringing up the subject, and it's like they feel like they dealt with it because they just keep repeating their position over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if people want to believe it, and again, this is not an intelligence factor. Nobody's an idiot for doing this. We are all susceptible to our own psychology. And if we want to believe it, generally we will. If we want to think that, you know, politician X is, you know, the greatest person in the world in spite of all the evidence, that's what we're going to believe.
Now, it's important to say something here, and I've never asked you this before, but I think I need to ask you for my audience's sake. Are you commissioned or subsidized by any supplement companies at this point in time that have any vested interest in your position in Waxy Maize?
Unfortunately, I have not been paid for the I'm not going to be paid for the 100-plus hours I put into this literature review, although I have done ad copy on a contract basis for companies.
Okay, but I mean, you're not a hired gun who you came up with this research and went to some companies and said, "Look, I think I've got something here. Would you help me promote it and pay me for it?" You're doing this on your own.
Yeah, again, it comes back to my obsessive nature with evidence and finding the truth. And I mean, I want to know this myself too. I mean, I have athletes I want to work with, and I'm in the gym myself, so I want to know what's going on. And, you know, if I can help people by sharing this information, then, you know, so much the better.
Yeah, I'm holding a pack of BSN's product in my hand. It's a little red package that I got, I think, at the Olympia. And I believe it's a carbohydrate product, and I believe it is a Waxy Maize product, a carbohydrate supplement. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have just I just can't get over how they got snookered. That's the thing. I mean, I feel like they got snookered. Or either that, or they just didn't want to. They thought, you know what? People want it. Let's make it for them. One or the other. They either got snookered or they decided not to look because they were buying so-and-so's Waxy Maize, so we need one too.
Yeah, you know, I want to emphasize, for the sake of fairness, that this is something that I have actually mentioned on two or three separate occasions in articles. I don't think I've ever explicitly recommended it, but it's something I've mentioned. And, we all got fooled. I think if you're going to put out a product, you have a little bit more responsibility because you're, you know, specifically telling people what to put in their bodies and providing it to them. But, this is really an industry-wide myth.
You know what this reminds me of? I heard a story about 6 or 7 years ago. It actually happened in your state in California. But some group at Berkeley thought they would pull a fast one just to show how ignorant politicians were. And what they did was they came up with this elaborate, verbose document that linked cancer to something called, and I don't remember the exact name, but it was like dihydrooxygenase. And they brought it to one of the politicians and they rallied him and they got him behind it, and he brought it up to the California Capitol level and they talked about it and, you know, we have to look into this and blah, blah, blah. And apparently it was actually going to go on to DC until someone finally realized that what they were saying was that everyone who's ever had cancer has at one point in time come in contact with this agent, and it was water dihydrooxygenate. It was like they came up with this fancy name for water for the H2O.
Hydrogen monoxide.
Yeah, something, a dihydrogen monoxide or something. And it was like, oh, my God, we've got to get our hands around this. People, everyone who's ever had cancer has come in contact. Well, hell yeah. Everybody takes a shower in the morning and washes their hands. But they wanted to illustrate how easy it would be to create like this mass hysteria by promoting something and getting enough gravity above it that people would go, oh, we've got to do something about this. This is huge, you know. And then it all unraveled, and a bunch of politicians in California supposedly had a lot of egg on their face because they the first politician that saw it should have said, well, let me look into it. And then he should have sought out someone with the proper credentials and said, read this for me and tell me what the hell it is. But instead, they just saw an opportunity to, like, champion something that would further their career. They had no interest in finding out if it was legitimate or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so
it's funny that I initially challenged you to think of another industry that was so similar in its claims, and you very effortlessly went to politics. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Supplement companies are not sinister politicians. Many politicians are. I really do believe that. But you know, it comes down to the same thing again. And you know what? There's one or two ways for supplement companies to handle this at this point in time. They can either try to rally their troops and resist it and say, you know, and repeat the mantra over and over again, or they could do the more noble thing and say, you know what? We went ahead and looked at the research, and we are guilty of taking someone else's research and using it. And you know what? We're going to change our position. And I always believe that a mea culpa is a better alternative than defending a wrong position. That's just my personal preference. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see. You can email David at davidbarr, DAVID.BARR at superhumanradio.com. You know, I think you're going to get emails on this one. I saw a post when you did the one on L-arginine and nitric oxide. Someone on one of the forums was really pissed off at you and said that you were so wrong because so-and-so got a Nobel Peace Prize for discovering the link between L-arginine and nitric oxide. Did you see that one?
I did, yeah. I got that email and I responded to the person. And you know, I think that I got to be diplomatic about this. I mean, for me, you have to look at the link between that and taking supplemental arginine for increasing nitric oxide levels. And there's no link at all. And to me, that's just patently obvious. So, you know, we really have to assess our critical thinking skills and the impact of science and whatnot. And if you go to my website, raisethebar.net, bar with two R's, because that's my name, there are all kinds of links for critical thinking and reason and, you know, just myth-busting in general. And, I mean, check out the article. My most recent article is on the critical thinking paradox. And these are really things that we need to check out and evaluate how we're looking at information.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you know what? And listen, no harm, no foul, because so many supplements have come around and have been based on erroneous science or misinterpreted science. And you know what? People just move on. There'll be another waxy maze du jour in a month or two, you know, that people will jump on the bandwagon again for. So anyway.
You're exactly right. And people will ever forget this ever happened.
Yeah, right, exactly. But they'll still hate you.
That's always the way it works.
I know. They'll never forget that part of it.
Shoot the messenger.
That's it, man. You got to hate the player. Don't hate the game.
He's the guy who spent 100 hours of his own time to research this, and then he's sharing it with me for free.
Right.
So I'm going to hate him for it.
Yeah, right, because you pissed me off, man. You know what? You're showing that I didn't have the intelligence to do this myself. Now,
no, again, it's not an intelligence thing at all. I mean, we were all fooled. It's not a big deal at all. Let's just move on and learn from it.
So raise the bar with two R's, raisethebarr.com, you said?
.net.
That's the mistake I made before, .net. You can visit David's website. Visit his website because, again, David does this stuff so that we have good information. He is not funded to do this type of research. He is the champion for the average Joe who is buying supplements. So visit David's website and visit it often. And send him your hate mail at david.barr, B-A-R-R, at superhumanradio.com.
If you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. That's not a problem. I certainly don't want you to take anything I say as dogma. Please question everything. But be sure to do so on sufficient evidence. That's all I ask.
Okay. And that's fair, because like you said earlier, you got snookered too.
Exactly.
What was that song by The Who? I wish I had it. We Won't Get Fooled Again. I'll play that next time you're on the show. How's that? I'll have that ready. Hi, right, David. Well, listen, man. Thanks for enlightening us and being on Superhuman Radio again.
Thanks so much, Carl. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you soon, and we will see everyone again tomorrow.